All right, you are listening to CITR. Okay, my headphones are acting weird, and there's a weird sound of my voice. It's like a slapback or something. Okay. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half each week. At least my show play. God, Jesus, there's something wrong with these headphones, or I don't know. Okay, I'm going to try this again. I'm going to try to talk, and actually, I'm going to take my headphones off. That'll work. Okay, anyways, let me start again. So I have a friend coming on. That would be Rob. Rob is in the band. Look at that. I forgot his band's name. Of course, I don't forget his band's name. God, what is wrong with me? Let me start all over again. I've had a really, really, really long day. And here I am at the station. I had two parent-teacher conferences. I ate some food. I drove as far west in the city as I can go through traffic. I ate a taco salad in the car with a fork. I don't know how I did that. It was pretty impressive. Here I am. So we just heard the band Tough Age. I just took my headphones off. If you could only have heard what was going through my headphones, it was really bizarre. It was like there was like a weird ghost or some weird echoing thing going on. But anyway, so we just heard Tough Age. Tough Age is a Vancouver band. They are I'm just trying to think about this, four-piece. Yeah, they're a four-piece with a female drummer, guys otherwise, and Coffin Foam. That was the name of that song we heard. It was on their 2013 release, which was self-titled. They have newer records and releases since then, but I really love that song. It's kind of a classic. What else do they have? They have their newest release. I mean, it's all really good. Is called I Get the Feeling Central. That is it. And Mint Records have put this stuff out. Now, if you're wondering who Mint is, of course, well, Mint Records is like pretty much the most famous local small label, if you will, indie label that we have. They've been around since like 19, I want to say like 92-ish, 91, 93, around that time. And there you go. That's Tough Age. Now I'm going to play us something from a band who are also local. This is Inherent Vices. They've have a series of releases over about a course of 5 years or so. Their latest is called Upside Down Cross. It's an EP and it's Volume 1. And it's called Volume 1 because they recorded a bunch of songs not long ago. And they decided to release them in two segments. So this one has four songs on it, and it was put out like in July, and they have another one coming up soonish. So there we go. That's how that works. These guys are a three piece, and so let's hear the song from this release. You can find it on Bandcamp. Just, you know, go online and hold on. We're going to hear the first song off this. Okay, now that I've taken those headphones off and I don't have like the weirdest echoing odd situation going on in my head, I can talk. I can tell you that Reggie Dunlop, so also known as Rob. So Rob is going to be my guest with his buddy, and the band they're in, of course, is the Tubuloids. And I've played the Tubuloids a fair amount on my show. So they'll be joining us shortly, and I guarantee it's going to be pretty funny because I play baseball with Rob, and he's one of the funniest guys I know. So it should be a time. It'll be a good time. I'm telling you that right now. So anyways, this is on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Inherent Vices with the song Shade of Love. We'll be right back. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and thank you, John, the lovely John, who is our station dude, who fixed my headphones for me. I mean, you have to understand, if you heard me earlier, my show runs from 6:30 until 8. If you heard me come on and just sound like a complete and utter moron, it was because it was like the sound of like UFOs were like shooting things at like foreign objects in the sky coming through my headphones, like, and it was in my head. It was the worst, and I was so confused. And he was like, oh, that's just this button over here. And I'm like, what? Okay. So now, thankfully, it's been fixed. So I feel like I'm like million-dollar lady. I feel a million times better. Okay, the time is 6:47. And we just heard two songs, actually, from The Repossessors. The Repossessors are a band who are no longer. They were a two-piece, and they were comprised, at least half of them was my friend, Chris. So Chris was half of The Repossessors, and the drummer then, these guys, they called it quits, I want to say about a year ago, which is a shame. I never got around to seeing them, which is too bad. But I'm sure it was a good show. I'm sure it was a bunch of good shows is what I'm trying to say. But anyways, that was a split 7-inch from them, as well as the local band, The Jolts. And it's a flexi. It's a flexi disc. So if you've ever seen those, they're pretty cool. Back in the day, like way back in the day, I remember getting some flexi dicks. That doesn't sound good. Yeah, I had some flexi dicks back in the day. some flexi discs in my magazines. You would get them in magazines, and they'd be like an insert stapled, and they'd be square, and they're like really thin, and they're just like these like weird plastic little records that you could stick a needle on, and like they actually work. So that was one of those that they printed like that, except this one was fatter, a little bit fatter. So there you go. That's what that was. Okay, now before that, what did we hear? Inherent Vices. With the song Shade of Love, and you can find that on their record, which is entitled Upside Down Cross. It's an EP, Volume 1, or you can go to their band camp site as well, as most bands have. Now, I'm here until 8, and Rob Dunlop will be coming down soon with his buddy from the band. It just escaped my mind again. The Tubuloids. These guys are awesome. I've been playing them since they've probably released stuff. Probably, I would say, like, I'm guessing about 4 or 5 years ago, they started releasing things, maybe 4 years ago. And I like to describe them as being like, I guess, death garage or death surf. Death surf is the best way to describe them. So this should be good. These guys are pretty pretty awesome. There we go. And I play baseball, as I mentioned, in the East Van Baseball League with Rob. Yeah. Now, he's sometimes referred to as Reggie because his Facebook name is Reggie. I don't know where that came from. I have no clue. So many people have alter egos on Facebook. Like, my Facebook name is not my name here in real life. It's Janie. So I'm an E to B in real life. That's who I am. And there we go. So let's move on, though. I'm going to stop talking soon. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll give the weather first. Let's do that. Let's find out what's going on locally. Excuse me. All right. So today is Wednesday, and let's see what's going on. We have currently a temperature of 14 degrees Celsius. It claims it's sunny. It, meaning the Weather Network, claims that it's not sunny. In fact, the sun's going to be setting like it has set, I think. So I don't know. And it was pretty overcast when I came in. It was a mix of sun and clouds. 14 degrees. Now, Wednesday evening. Actually, let's go to Wednesday overnight. That is the low. The low overnight. Overnight low is 10 degrees Celsius. And that will be occurring at, 6 a.m. in case you did not know. That's about the coldest time of the day. And then tomorrow afternoon, which is Thursday, we are getting up to, cloudy with showers, high of 13. Friday, light rain, high of 13. Saturday, light rain, 13. Sunday, light rain, 15. That's awesome. I'm not going to be here, so you guys can enjoy your rain. and look at this. I come back on Monday. Well, actually, your Monday looks pretty good. It says chance of a shower, high of 16 with a big sun, with some smaller clouds and raindrops. So there we go. It's fall is here, folks. Fall is definitely here. There's no doubt about it. So as I mentioned, I'm here until 8. The time is 6:51. And right now I'm going to put on something from the band called Sore Points. Now, Sore Points are a local bunch of dudes. You've got Shane Grass. He is the singer, one of the singers. You've got a guy named Mitch, and you got Trevor. Trevor's on drums. And, look at this. Felix Fung recorded this, which is kind of exciting because he always does good stuff. And, excuse me. God, my voice is sounding so weird tonight. They have an 8-song. I actually have the cassette. Shane gave me the cassette. I felt so special. I didn't have the heart to tell him, though, that I didn't have a cassette player, but I was like, that's cool. Anyways, so we're going to hear the song. Excuse me. Let's hear the song Be Alone. That sounds uplifting. Okay, so this is from, it's a demo, I guess. It's called Demo. And it was released just this June, so just a few months ago. So anyways, this is Sore Points. Of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, you are listening to CITR. Now, that was awesome. That was a band called Sore Points. You might know Sore Points.
I don't know.
Oh, hold on. Actually, why don't I put your mic on?
And test. There. Oh, I can hear myself great now.
Oh, this is wonderful. So let me first introduce you guys all to these guys.
Us guys.
Yeah, so all four of the people out in listening land will know. I think maybe we might actually outnumber all my listeners.
That's great. No,
that's awesome, yeah.
I think my Facebook post might have boosted that even 5.
We might get 8. Eight listeners. Yeah. So who are you guys?
We're the better half of the Tubuloids, not the better looking, not the...
The musical side of things. The talent.
Hi, Baxter.
So do you guys have names?
I'm Rob.
Okay.
Teddy.
Teddy, Rob and Teddy, and yep. Are you guys a 4-piece?
Yeah, well, right now we're just rocking a 2-piece, just us together.
Thank you. Really? I had no clue. Like a bikini?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I am a bikini kind of guy.
Yeah, okay, cool. So that was pretty stupid of me to ask if you were a 4-piece when you said we are the half of the Tubuloids.
That's right. Don't not beat yourself up
what
about
can
it.
I say?
It's all good.
Thanks. So anyways, so tell us what you play.
I play guitar.
Yes.
Drums.
Oh, you're the drummer. Mm. I look at you like, ooh, you're the cool one.
Oh.
Nah.
His head's already big enough.
All right.
Yeah, I'm the control freak of the band, for
let
sure.
Let me just look on the back of the record. It's not even on the back of the record for the names of the other two
it
numbers. Because I can't remember. But
okay.
I think on bass we have It's a double D. What is it? It's Dave Dolan.
Dave Dolan.
Oh, how could I forget that? And then Kevin Baxter. Baxter Kevin Murat. El Capitano.
I believe it's pronounced Murat.
Murat. Yeah, that is a little French, eh?
Is that really? Is that
no.
the deal?
No, it's Murat.
I'm looking at the last names. I'm just seeing what.
I think all the pictures that you want to look at are on the inside
there
sleeve.
We are. Okay, I see. And who's this handlebar mustache dude?
That's Dave Dolan.
That's our cover boy. You know the.
He is the best looking man.
Does
in the
he get the chicks? Is he the chick?
Oh,
the chick magnet. This guy here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's the photogenic one. No matter what, no matter what position, it's always like, oh, Dolan looks good in photos.
Oh,
no matter
that.
What.
If
look
I wasn't
that.
Tied down, I would sleep with him. Just saying.
Would you? Nice. He's and he plays a Rickenbacker, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. But so. Not recently. He's actually changed to. What did he go back to? The Fender B bass.
No,
right?
I think he's got a jazz.
A jazz bass. Yeah, he went back to a Fender.
I mean, you can't beat Rickenbackers. Come on.
No, you can't. They're pretty much the best bass.
I don't know what happened there. I guess he just wanted that we're
just
going
for the photo.
I think it was a Silverface thing. We all got Fender backline and that Silverface kind of stuff.
Oh,
and I
that.
Think he wanted to go with the Fender headstock with everyone else. But that, then again, it sounds way different and he really likes it. So
yeah, it has nothing to do with playability or anything. I think it's just a little more comfortable for him.
I don't know.
He rocks it though, either way.
No, I'm just teasing.
And he looks so good while he does
I
it.
I play a Rickenbacker, so of course I have to. I'm just like,
Hansi.
Why would he leave a Rickenbacker? Okay, anyway, so tell us, do you mind if we just chat? Like, you guys just got in.
That's right.
And I'm really stoked to have you guys here. And we have a good hour, so it's a nice amount of time, you know? So we played Sore Points, as I mentioned. Oh, yeah. So let me just go over that quickly. So Sore Points, they are a band locally. So do you know Shane Grass from What's a Pot Dog? You know the tall,
works
lanky
in the
guy? Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, the good-looking
with the mullet.
One. Yeah, the good-looking one.
He's good-looking, yeah, and he's got the mullet. I don't know what's up with the mullet.
I think he also played in the Topes for a bit.
Yes, he is a Tope, yeah.
He also plays a Rickenbacker.
Oh, he does. He also plays a black bass, black with white binding. Very nice, yeah. And so he is the bass player in Sore Points. Now, the other members of that band are, who else do we have here? Trevor. Trevor from the Isotopes, the drummer.
Trevor. Oh, okay.
Trevor,
cool.
Yeah, he's a drummer. And then a guy named Mitch. I don't think I know Mitch. So there we go. So that's that. So we will be playing some of your guys' stuff very soon.
Yeah.
But let's just talk a bit. Let's talk a little bit. Now, I will tell you that the first, when I first met you, right, Rob, I was like, oh my God, you're in the Tubuloids. Like, I discovered you guys here at CITR. We had your CD, in the old station. And I was like, you guys were, like, your branding, if you will, your design is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, the names of your songs. It was something about Fukushima. What was that?
Fukushima.
Sir Fukushima
was the first record, right? Yeah.
And I was also not on that record.
Oh, that's why it was so good. That makes sense. Okay. Okay. So, Sir Fukushima, that was awesome. And now I have played some of you guys' more recent stuff. And but then again, I don't know if I played that much, so you please correct me. That record to now seems, was that one more surfy, maybe? Or are you guys still playing like the same?
It's gotten a bit heavier,
okay.
A little bit beefier. And
yeah.
It's definitely like the thrash side and the punk side has gotten a little bit, overall. But there's always that surf side, no matter
good.
What,
yeah.
per set.
Yeah.
Like, I think at first, because of that mashup that Baxter and I had, we wanted to play surf kind of first. So that was with the punk rock. It was almost like that was first, you know, priority.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to play all these surf songs. We got to do these surf songs, but we got to, like, do them our way, right? So we'd always double time them and, you know, change them up and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of like I'll write a surf song, like an original, and then we'll do a couple covers per set kind of thing.
Oh,
and then per album,
cool.
And then try to load up more originals with
awesome.
Our own style, our own taste. And it keeps, like I said, getting louder and more heavy. And
so awesome. Any vocals at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Because I don't know why. Maybe all the songs I played had no vocals.
Oh, okay.
Those would be the surf
Those
ones.
Would be the surf hits.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah, like the covers.
I guess I don't know all your songs. I'm like so well researched here.
Yeah, like.
Sorry.
Also, the thing about the first album, too, is like they actually wound up paying for some of the covers.
Oh.
So I don't think we wanted to do that again.
Okay.
Actually, like. I think we had to pay Michael Jackson for a cover.
What? You guys, are you joking?
No, we had to,
the fund of Michael Jackson for, like, tequila or something
like
that.
Yeah,
we actually had to pay
cover,
for a lot of those covers to
just
like rights and stuff like that.
Just
funny.
To publish the
album. That's bizarre.
So we kind of threw that out. It's, you know.
I'm surprised. Like, I mean, I've been in bands and, you know, we're all just sort of indie bands doing our thing. And I guess you guys are being, like, on board, like, above board. Is that the by doing that.
We did release that first 7-inch from Canada, like the
Factor.
The Factor grant. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they
and so therefore they have to.
Everything's got to be pretty legit. Everything's got to be legit. Yeah, everything's got to have the stamping, the right.
Right.
But like I was saying here, on our record, the new one that we released, all four front side vocal. And only the one.
Oh, I see.
Only this one that I wrote would be an original instrumental.
Oh, he's got to drop the I wrote.
Yeah, well, I'm really proud of that one. Well, yeah, see, that's what I did, and I played drums into guitar songs. So what do you think about that hot shit?
So can you explain then? You are the drummer, and not to say the drummers don't write, but that is unusual. Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, that's the joke, right? What do you call a drummer that writes songs? Out of the band, right? But we keep him around because of his charming personality, so.
Yeah. I'll play a little bit of everything. I'm not really the best guitar player. I wouldn't say I'm a guitar player, but I do play the upright bass and sing in another band with this right-hand man here, Roberto.
Oh, that's right. What's that band called?
Steady Teddy and the K-Train Babies.
Really?
That's...
So you're in two bands, Rob.
Yes.
And you're in two as well? Yes.
And I'm in with...
The same two bands.
Okay, so you guys are both in two separate bands.
No, this is...
the same bands.
You got it, yeah.
You two separately are in... I ask because it just seems like so many people I know. Well, you know, we all are in sort of the music scene.
Yeah.
And, like, I have a friend who plays in, I'm not making this up, five bands.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you play in five bands? Like, how do you actually do that?
You rehearse Monday to Friday. And you play shows once a week with each band, maybe. And then one isn't as busy as the other.
But
you're always playing.
I know, but to me, like, my brain is way less.
That's hard. Five would be
I don't
insane.
Know if I could ever, like, even two bands for me is kind of like,
Two is pretty trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, two's busy for us. Like, we're swamped all the time. Like, even tonight, it's like, all right, we'll jam on the weekend. Like, give it a night off. Like, it's work. You're always
working. Totally. Okay, so do you want to tell us, we'll play some of your music, too, but I'm just excited to have you guys here.
Yeah.
And I've been lonely, so I'm like, let's chat. Okay, so you guys did go on tour. Do you want to tell us all about that?
Legally, we can't.
Okay.
No, it was great.
Awesome. Yeah, we did our first one last year, and then we did the same route this year, like the low and the high roads.
But then we even went all the way to Thunder Bay.
And we went all the way to Thunder Bay this year. With the beautiful insects there, yes.
So, actually, my band's interesting. We were, just very briefly, on what you just said, we went on a tour, and this is a long time ago, and we were in Thunder Bay just outside, and we got attacked by black flies.
Oh,
like, we got off the road, and it was like, what?
It's an open door situation
bizarre.
Where you just get in and out.
It's funny that you said that, because I just deja vu'd to being coming out of a van and being like, what?
I had 15 bites on one ankle. What? Just mosquito bites.
It was way more than that.
Oh, just on one ankle. Like, I looked like... And it's a busy teeny.
Yeah, because in Thunder Bay we played a backyard gig.
Ew.
Yeah, with lights.
Thunder Bay.
We have our own lights.
Oh my God.
And we were there in July, and we didn't think it'd be too bad. But as soon as nighttime came around, like, I'm drumming and I'm itching and biting at my arms, and we got cooked. They got us good.
So you guys went across Canada with this last tour.
Yes. Yeah, kind of, mostly Western Canada.
Yeah.
But.
As far as Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
And then you turned back around.
That's right.
It. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
You only get so much time off work. So once you make that break, it's hard.
I know.
Also, Baxter is a brand new father. And, Baxter, at least.
Oh, sorry. You're not Baxter.
I knew that. And he loves his baby. He loves his family. So we got to do nothing but respect that.
And Baxter would be...
He's the lead singer.
He's this guy?
No, that's still...
Baxter
the handlebar
be...
mustache dude? Okay. Oh, that's Baxter. Yeah. He looks like a dad. I don't know Baxter.
He's lead vocals.
He kind of looks like a mother.
Lead businessman. Uh-huh. Art. He did all this.
Oh, he did all this?
All this.
Yeah.
Nice. Work. This is all him. Like, this is the logo he did.
Even the t-shirt that Teddy's wearing, which you can get at the October 14th show at Passport.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
We got for the album release, It's Getting Weird.
Oh,
we are going to get weird. At Pat's Pub, October 14th.
Cool.
We have a pretty good lineup. We got Total Shit. I can say that, right?
Yes, you can.
Yes, okay. We got Total Shit coming from Victoria. Those guys rock.
Uh-huh. Are they Total Shit?
No, they're pretty shitty. They're all two shitty guys.
Cool.
So they rock. And then we've got a fellow, like my coach from the Mount Pleasant Murder. We got Ryan Ruin's band, Shockload.
Oh, Ryan's
starting
band.
The night off.
Cool.
So. So
awesome.
That'll be great. A little EVBL love there.
I think so. I think that you'll get a lot of baseballers out for that.
We hope.
Yes. Awesome.
And you can also buy these beautiful baseball t-shirts at the show.
Oh, baseball tubuloid shirts.
Yeah.
Very nice. Three-quarter length sleeve. And you know what I like about those shirts? I love the black, like, body and white sleeves.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Traditionally, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. That's kind of metal. I kind of like it.
Me too.
Yeah, very
also,
cool.
Also, you can eat stuff and you don't stain the white part of the shirt unless you wipe your mouth with your sleeve.
Of course. Of course. You're such a practical kind of guy. I love that, Rob. okay, so let's, you know what? Let's play some Tubuloids right now. You guys have stuff online, of course, right?
Yeah, we got actually one of the songs from this album.
Okay.
There's a music video on YouTube.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So should I go there or should I just go to Bandcamp?
We don't have a Bandcamp.
Oh, okay. Let's go to YouTube then.
We are classy bitches.
You know what I could do is I could actually open this record and put the needle on it. That would work. Or I could just be lazy and just go Tubuloids.
I would just go that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can claw that shrink wrap. You want to get in there. It's good.
I will be doing that. You guys have a new, you said video, right?
Yeah, first one at the top.
The tall one at the top? Brrr. This one right here? Is this, so it's not live? So
no.
This is perfect. Okay, let me get it all set up. And you want to tell us what the song is called?
The song's called It's Getting Weird, which is the title track off the album. It's actually our first 12-inch off Beer City Records out of Milwaukee.
Oh, this is out of Milwaukee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. Oh. It's a pretty
it's
little
where
thing.
Beer City's from.
That's nice. That's very nice.
And yeah, it's the title track off the album. It's getting weird. So let's get weird.
Let's do it. Okay, cool. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the Tubuloids. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, of course, and I'm here with the Tubuloids. With now, I just discovered, interestingly enough, Rob. I was like, oh, your name's not Dunlop, your last name? Tell us your last name.
My last name's West.
West.
West Side, West Coast.
Yes, because many of us now, for those who don't know, I play baseball with Rob in a league called the East Van Baseball League, and your Facebook name is Reggie Dunlop.
Yes.
And so I was introducing you prior to you coming in as Rob Dunlop.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up the veggie.
No,
veggie
I Dunlop then connection. Then it's Veggie Dunlop. Now, okay, so just so you all know that, people out there, his name is actually Rob
West.
West. Yes. West. And your last name, of course, is
Rennie.
Rennie.
What is it?
Rennie.
Rennie. Okay, so we're also here with
this is my legit name.
Teddy Rennie.
I don't go by any alias.
There we go. Okay. No. Now,
sorry.
Do you want to explain to us, first of all, I have two things I have to ask. Is your alter ego, or if you will, your alias on Facebook?
Yeah.
And then explain the Veggie Dunlop thing, because I'm so confused. Okay.
Okay, well, Reggie Dunlop was the player coach of a hockey team, the Charlestown Chiefs, which is actually just a movie slapshot.
Okay.
It's great. It's Paul Newman's character. It was a wicked movie.
So you're a hockey fan.
Yeah, I love hockey.
Well, you are Canadian.
Yes.
And you're a guy.
Yeah, I have a toque.
So you have to be a hockey fan.
That's right.
I actually hate hockey, just an FYI.
That's fair.
Are you a big hockey fan?
Teddy,
no, he doesn't either.
Teddy doesn't like sports at all.
Oh, he doesn't like any sports.
Could you tell by his physique?
Oh, you are such a nice friend. Nice bandmate. Yes, in case those people who don't see, there's nothing wrong with being morbidly obese, but there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. I'm just explaining. It's okay. And we shouldn't laugh. That's actually awful. You know what? I made fun of morbidly obese people, and there's nothing wrong with it.
2016.
So you can't.
Oh, yeah, it is 2016.
You know what? I was saying something recently that I thought was funny, and I barely made any kind of, like, political, like, snafu. And I just got, like, lately, I get roasted on anything and everything. Like, I've discovered I can't, because there's people, militants, who are my friends, I'm discovering, too. Some people are like, I got a good one. Do you want to hear a good one?
Yeah.
Oh, this one blew me away. And I'm a female, and I'm a pro, like, feminist. Like, not pro, I am a feminist. I'm a pro-female individual. Okay.
Okay.
I'm strong. So somebody was going on about, somebody called somebody else a pussy. And I was like, yeah, whatever, that person's a pussy, whatever. And then and then this female, who was a really cool girl, was like, you can't say pussy, blah, blah, blah. That's indicating that that female part of the anatomy is, like, less stronger. And I was just like, really? I didn't know I can't. Like, I don't say that per se. But I was like, oh, this is a new one. Okay, I now need to throw that one in my.
But was the person that was getting called a pussy, was it a male or a
It was
lesbian?
A dude.
Yeah, well, then I guess he is what he eats, you know?
Oh, aren't you funny? I don't know, okay, anyways, just trying to think if that person would get any.
No, it's a great way to get out of that.
So, but that was a new one, so I was like, okay, now I guess you want to hear another good one? This one, I probably, it's not about me, it's the Anita Binder Show, actually. I do have a band on the studio with me, the Tubuloids, but I just crossed into political,
You did cross that plane.
So I might as well tell you the last story about being politically incorrect, apparently. So I was talking about, I was at a staff meeting. I'm a high school teacher. And this was a while ago. This is like maybe 8 years ago. And I was saying something, and my principal was there. And I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I was getting gypped, blah, blah, blah. And then, uh-oh. And then, like, she comes up to me after, and she was like, now, apparently, she's not a gypsy herself, but she took gypsy dancing. She's a folk dancer, and all of her friends just happen to be gypsies.
Oh,
and of course, she, like, pulls me aside, and she's like, you know, that's not appropriate, and you can't really. And I was like, I did not even know that gypped even meant that. Like, I literally, I couldn't even spell gypped. So apparently, I got in trouble for saying I got gypped. Now I discovered through that moment that that's what the word gypped means. It's because of gypsies.
Well, that's silly.
So now you know. Don't say that. It's not a cool thing to say.
Because 2016, you can't say anything.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Pretty much. You can't say any kind of thing to make fun of anyone in any way.
Can't call anybody a pussy.
Any fun at all.
Yeah.
But then Back
awesome.
Back when like gypsies were even a friggin' thing.
They gyp people.
So. Yeah, but like that was offensive to be called a gypsy.
Oh, was
like,
it really? Oh, I didn't know this.
Well,
is it?
It was like just a traveling group of ragtag fucking craftsmen, you know? I mean, friggin'.
Was it a bad thing to call them gypsies? They didn't refer to them as that? I don't even know this. This is like, I don't know anything about the history of gypsies.
You are a teacher.
I am a teacher and I teach social studies. I should know. I could tell you, I know this much. They're called Romani. I know that much. That's their official name, Romani. And they're, you know where they come from? People for the longest time, ethnically, DNA-wise, they could not understand where these roaming group of people came from. Like, they're swarthier, they're darker. They're mostly in Eastern Europe. You know, they descend.
Lebanon.
Good guess. No. India. They're actually of Indian descent. That's those people. Yeah. DNA has taught us that. Little piece of trivia for you.
I'm going to take that home with me.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Enough about me and my, whatever. But go
also,
on.
I am not Veggie Dunlop.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that was the first thing. We talked about your name. Now, on our East Van Baseball League sort of inner site, whatever you want to call it, our group, somebody made up
a fake profile
and I love of
it.
You.
It is hilarious.
It's the weirdest thing. I totally thought it was you.
Everyone does. Even
I totally thought it was you.
Yeah, it's very true. He gets, I've seen it before. I'm
people
not
are
really
like, it's totally you. And I've
Veggie
got,
Dunlop.
I've got my theory.
It made his day. Like when it happened, he was just like, oh my God. Yeah, he's looked like, at his own picture for so long. He's like, it's so funny. I'm like a veggie.
I actually, that is my 2016 Halloween costume.
Aww,
I've already got it set up.
That's awesome.
Up.
You're not wearing that for the gig, dude.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not going.
What, are you
going
to go as big asparagus or something?
Yeah, no, I was just going to like print out a giant VeggieTale cucumber.
Oh. Yeah, it's not happening.
And then
dude.
Post, like paste that on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Cut out the eyes and that's Halloween.
That's easy. That's pretty easy.
More creative side, man. You need to step it up.
Where were you like 2 years ago? Didn't you wear like a dress?
Maybe.
Yeah, you look good. But
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm unsure about that 2 years
speaking
ago.
Speaking of Halloween. Hey, are there any gigs, like any shows this Halloween?
Well, Steady Teddy's got a show, but we're here to talk about Tubular.
But we can talk about Steady Eddie, whatever. I'm talking about my stories about gypsies, like whatever.
Yeah, I think, I don't know when our show is for the...
29th.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Rock Brewery, Steady Teddy and the K-Train Babies starting off the night for some freak show kind of dealio.
Freak show.
That's as far as I know.
It's actually a freak show?
There's going to be a freak show.
Yeah, and there's like
that's
we.
What I'm told.
We
and
also
we're
know.
Starting it off to, yeah.
Like we're not new to playing with freak shows too. We got. We
no,
got a,
we're not.
We got a good
no,
buddy.
The Tubuloids are affiliated with a very, very great freak show act out here. Like,
yeah,
the best man in town.
Neely Deeth and the Thrill Show, Danger Thrill Show. It's awesome.
Okay,
it's,
please explain more. This is why I love having you here.
Neely D is the man. He is the nuttiest
Neely
man
D?
In town. Neil.
Like Neil Diamond.
Yeah,
no, just
Neil E. D.
Neil E. D.
Yeah.
And he's not a rap dude?
No, but he could be.
Absolutely not.
I bet he could lay down some bars.
I bet he wouldn't.
With a name like Neil E. D. Okay.
No,
he swallows swords. He lifts bowling balls up with his eyelids. He lets you staple money to him. He surrounds himself with good people, too. He's got the world's fattest contortionist, which the dude's awesome. And then...
He rolls around with a large man.
Yeah, like it's
sometimes,
funny. It's
sometimes.
Funny,
depending on the gig.
It's funny how we were talking about. Funny how we were talking about gypsies, but he's. Yeah.
Oh, he's very
is he
much
a gypsy.
Like that. Oh,
yeah, well, he's got a gypsy life. Yeah,
he's gypsy like.
Okay.
He wouldn't like want that title in any way, but okay. he's got some of those traits for
so
sure.
So you guys play shows with this character and his.
He is a great MC.
Oh.
We have put him on for some gigs. Baxter was in a previous band with him as a bassist in the China Creeps. He's a wicked dude,
okay.
Wicked skater.
Oh, he's a skater
around.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep. And okay. He not Neil's toned her down for now, but as far as you know, his abilities to MC and put on a great act and his freak show act and what he does on a stage is just amazing.
Okay, so
I highly recommend
so this
anyone to watch
freak show act with your other band called, what are you guys called again?
The other band on, yeah, Steady Teddy and the K-Train Babies.
Steady Teddy and the
K-Train Babies.
K-Train Babies is happening on the 29th.
At Big Rock Brewery, and that would nothing.
With Neely D.
No, it's not with Neely D. It's completely out.
Oh, but you're talking about how you have been affiliated with, like.
Although I'm sure he'd want to be in on it. Like, if there's another freak show in town, he'd be like, what? It was is that? Yeah, he'd want to get. I should actually fill him in on that.
No, you should bring him.
I should. I should get him to MC us, and he would clear the place right out.
Texting him right now.
You should do it.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's awesome.
That really is.
Well, awesome, guys. Oh, hey, you know what we should do? Play some music.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Another good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So, in case you're just tuning in, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is all Canadian music from 6:30 until 8 every second week. Do you know where I get the name, Sam Squanch's Hideaway?
I know where Sam Squanch's
Hideaway. You do know?
Sam's the Trailer Park
Boys. Oh, you do know.
Sure.
Sam Squanch's. I had to ask because, like, for so long, people just looked at me like, you're weird. Oh, that's nice. what's a Sam Squanch? And so, like, there's only a certain sect of the population that really watches the Trailer Park Boys.
Heavily educated on the OTPB.
Yeah, sure. Now apparently not just Canadians. You know who's a big Trailer Park Boy? Well, no surprise there. I think Snoop Dogg.
He was on the last season.
Duh. Okay. But I haven't watched the last season.
Next year you're going to tell me Tim Arnold's.
Kid Rock. There's a shocker.
He is American Badass, after all.
Yeah, of course. Nice. Nice for knowing that. Okay, now let's talk about the Young Canadians. This is fronted by
Art Bergman. Yeah.
Did you call it Bergman?
Bergman, yeah.
Is that actually?
I don't know.
It's Bergman.
You're the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Well, Bergman. That's good.
Showed him.
Okay. El de Barge. Okay. fair enough. So let's listen to... This is from... what year? I want to say like 1980-ish.
84 or 3 or probably.
Right at like early 80s. Oh, it says right there. I actually have this CD. This is a compilation. It's called Vancouver Independent Music. It's a compilation of Vancouver's best bands from 77 to 88. And on it, of course, is the Young Canadians. You've got the Dish Rags.
Yep.
You've got, Pointed Sticks.
Jagged Abortions, DOA.
DOA is on it for sure.
What was it? Inferno Majesty.
You've got the song Barbara by,
Neil Diamond. He may not be from British Columbia, but we love him.
Or the Subhumans, right?
So good stuff. So this is off. You can find it on that. And we're going to play the Young Canadians right now. So I'm going to stop talking. Shocker. All right.
Let's go to fucking Hawaii, get drunk in the sun. I wanna lay on a Waikiki, get a tan on my bun. Running through the rain, thousands on the run. Making like the rich, heading for the fun. Let's go to fucking Tahiti, lounge on the beach. Those native girls are such a treat, saying to the Navy. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Making like the rich, heading for the fun. Two-way air, economy air, 747, jet to the roof. Worked all summer, saved my money so I could be the one. Let's go to fucking Miami, lounge along the beach. I got my little Cuban refugee, deeper than the Georgia Beach. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Thinking like the rich, heading for the fun. Let's go to fucking Las Vegas, throw a wad in the sun. Might stop 24 hours before I'm back under the gun. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Thinking like the rich, heading for the fun. Two-way air, economy air, 747, jam to the roof. Worked all summer, saved my money so I could be one. Let's go to fucking Hawaii. Let's go to fucking Hawaii. Running from the rain, thousands on the roof. Making like the rich, heading for the fun.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know. Let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Oh, man.
What? What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in. 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just heard a song by one of my favorite local bands called Nervous Talk. Now, they are deceased.
Oh.
Yeah. Sadly, and Joel, that would be Joel Butler. He was the lead singer of Nervous Talk. They were a three-piece. I'm just trying to... Yeah, I believe they were a three-piece. I had to think about that. They were on Hosehead Records, that last record, which is self-titled. They just broke up, I'd say, about 6 months ago.
Kind of brutal.
Yeah, cool dudes. Anyways, we heard the song, the title track. Well, actually, no, we did not. We just heard the song Different Person off the record. Nervous Talk. Oh, okay. Beeline's in there before that.
Yeah.
The Beeline's.
Yeah,
now,
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce. Bruce is the coolest, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it was the home run king for UBL, too.
And he's got such a nice disposition, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's such a nice guy.
He's such a gentle giant. He really is.
He could probably crash my car into my own house, and I'd be like, oh, it's okay, dude.
Such a cool dude.
He's so nice. Such a rad dude.
So I have two of the Tubuloids in the studio with me here, and we're talking about common baseball friends, because Rob and I both play in the East Van Baseball League. And we're talking about Bruce, who is a member of your team, which is the...
The Mount Pleasant Murder.
Yay.
The champions.
The champions. I'm on the Stevedores, and we came in last place.
Oh, you'll get a good draft pick, then.
Yeah, whatever. So there we go. So the Beelines. Now we heard the song Opening Band, which is the title track off of that record. All right. And then the Young Canadians, of course, in there with the song Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, we only have 22 minutes. Yeah, 22 minutes. Do you guys have anything you want to share with us? Anything exciting?
Oh, we get to play with Agent Orange.
Oh,
in right. November.
New revamped Cobalt.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me, what do you mean about this? Cobalt. Explain this, please. I know nothing about this.
Well, Agent Orange.
No, about the revamped.
Oh, you haven't been in the Cobalt since?
No. Well, the last time I went to the Cobalt was, I want to say...
How many years?
Been about a year.
Oh, well, that's...
Oh, well, no,
yeah.
that's the same old. Yeah.
The Cobalt, like, to Teddy and I.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I went to that Cobalt. You were in diapers and I was at that Cobalt.
Oh, oh, everyone's got their experience.
No, but you know what I'm saying. So, I'm just joking.
A little different than 10 years ago, put it that way.
No, is it really? I'm trying to...
Yes,
yeah,
it really
I
is.
Guess so.
Oh, they
sound... changed management maybe 3 or 4
That's true.
Or something like that.
That is
and,
true.
The sound
system's just amazing.
It changed. Everything's changed. That you don't have to have a hand over your beer when you leave, and you're not going to get headbutted wherever you go.
That's
kind
true.
Of thing.
Or, yeah.
You know, it's not quite as violent, which
but
is sad because I really missed that violence.
Oh,
that
but
place.
Dude, that's,
I really
that's what I was raised on.
I loved that yeah. about the Cobalt. Like just that sketchiness where you're actually scared at a punk show. I've had this conversation
oh,
a while now.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and that was a good feeling. You know, being.
I don't
scared
remember the last time
and
I
intimidated
was at
a punk show, and you actually got to cross your arms and, like, you know, watch yourself. That doesn't exist in Vancouver anymore in any other
aww.
Venue. It does. It's gone.
Rest in peace.
It's too bad because that ferocity and that, like, scared feeling of having some sketchy punk bands, it's gone. And now it's all Little League.
Yeah, I
and
guess.
And it's too bad.
And not to mention we've got...
Where's the authority now with
not
that
to mention
grittiness.
We got Discharge in Vancouver tonight, and guaranteed that's going to be a PC fest, too.
Oh, my friend...
That Discharge is tonight.
That's yeah. tonight. My tattoo dude is going to Discharge.
Oh, the dude...
Tell me about this. I don't know anything about that band.
Well, Discharge,
I
maybe there's
Discharge.
Maybe there's one original member left.
Are they a local band or what?
No, they're from
no.
England.
I know nothing about
that's
them.
That's an English D-beat, as they call themselves, band.
D-beat.
They yeah, Discharge
they
claimed the beat.
Yeah, they,
you know,
got
they kind of...
That's
too much. That's too much.
I like
there
your,
was no
your,
flam there, dude.
I like
no,
your,
no,
you
no
know, your typical punk rock music, but you guys are very tuned into different types of punk rock. And school me.
Absolutely.
Tell me. I don't know anything about this D-beat thing.
Punk rock
you
kind of subgenres out because
D-beat.
Of people that advance in this whatever world. They want to, like, subgenre everything out into little categories.
I do know
right?
your basic subgenre. You know, you got your pop punk. You got your, like...
That's all you really need to know.
You got your whatever.
There's basic wording for it.
But I've
people
never
put
heard
it in years, and then people will put it into a beat, like D-beat.
D-beat.
Discharge came up with that one beat that
so,
was almost like a gallop. And
do it again? A gallop-y kind of beat? Okay. This is interesting.
Yeah, I can't hear that.
Oh. No, I can hear it.
Yeah, it gallops.
And so it's called D-beat. Okay.
Yeah,
a lot of bands would kind of refer to that around that beat and that theory and that kind of style of music. And that's sound.
Okay.
And it's super political.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's the whole thing. It's super political and super like... And like there was no...
Yes, what Rob said.
There was no... there's really no musical... Yeah, I want to say...
There's a breakthrough in sound is what
no
happened.
Dexterity
it happened at the right time.
Behind it.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Just, they're banana riffs. You know, like...
Banana riffs, I like that.
Banana riffs, yeah.
Yeah, the guitar riff plays to the kick beat, because that kick beat, that beat that they play is so specific, and people rely on that really heavily, because it's a very catchy beat, and it's a very specific sound. Mm-hmm. It's very specific. It almost sounds like early Discharge is excellent, in my opinion, because it has a very specific sound.
Okay.
And it'll almost sound like, to me... Yeah. As a drummer, it almost sounds like it's skipping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like bang, 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 bang. And it's really catchy. And a lot of people have kind of hooked on that sound and revolved around worshiping that band.
Right.
And they're the kings. The Discharge are the creme. They're the ones that everyone worships.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of bands have revolved around them and started up from that band. And a lot of people love
And are
especially
they,
out here, they love that band. It's
and are they like an older band?
They are. They've been around since about like 81 or 82.
Really?
Yeah, they'd be the predecessors with your Exploited and GBH out in UK.
Oh, are those guys considered part of that?
They are. They're second wave of punk.
Okay.
Yeah, they would. Yes, Discharge would be a part of your second wave of punk. They'd be one of the biggest ones.
Oh, okay. Right? I thought you were saying that you were going to lump Exploited and GBH into the DB demographic, and I was like,
they would play the same rhythms. Those bands. GBH did play a D beat, as you would say. They would have played the same drum beat. It just Discharge did it before in a more reputable way that got it out there, and then people named it now. It's not like throughout, you know, 80, 90, 2000, no one used the word D beat for the genre of type of... It was when the people started to worship that band that they would, you know, later on time use that word to specify. Because everyone now has to subcategorize everything and short form everything. And they got to put it down to this. It's a bit punky, but it's a bit this and thrashy with the da-da-da, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it's just punk. Like, calm down,
right?
But, you know.
Okay, I learned something. You guys are really schooling me. I mean, this is awesome. Cool.
I do have another life beyond baseball.
Oh, yeah, you do. Look at that. Oh, hey,
mine's
by the way.
I just constantly nerd out on music, and I kind of bore this guy, as you can see. He'll go
into
his phone.
He's pretty well-versed with his music. He's not bad. I love it, though, when a bunch of people get together. Like, you know, like people in the music scene. And all they try to do is, like, out-geek the other person. It's bad. It's like, you know, like...
Especially about gear.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, no, there was a 68 and then 67. No, the reverb came with it. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Stop talking. Oh, no.
All I have to say is Andrew Peterson, Petey,
from the
Topes. Oh, he is in...
Is he a giant gearhead?
No, well, he's a giant music head, too.
Like, yeah, someone found a new bromance where he's just in love.
The guy's got some great knowledge, and he's in trouble when it comes to, like, us sitting down and listening to music.
Oh, if he was here right now, it would be a shite show, I should say.
It's going to be just like, blah, 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 oh, you got to hear this. Yeah. Oh, no, blah, 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 you got to hear this. And it's going to be nuts.
Wow.
I can't wait.
So that should be I should have him on air with us.
Should. Yeah, I would recommend him. Too. Yeah. He'll fill your brain with tons of
Petey, you're my boy.
All right, awesome. Shout out to Andrew Peterson.
From the Topes. I'm from the Court.
Now, the Topes, by the way, stands for the Isotopes. That would be the Vancouver Isotopes Punk Rock Baseball Club. And now, interestingly enough, my very first band that I had in studio with me was the Isotopes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was... you look so unimpressed. Oh, wow, whatever. It was Evan October and... what's his face? Matt. Matt Snakes, also known
as
the guy who runs What's a Pot Dog?
Yeah.
And I will tell you this much, in terms of those guys on air, and they should not have done this, but I've never seen more beer being drunk in a very short period of time. I don't know how many tall boys they had. And all you could hear when I heard my podcast was crack, crack, crack. And I was just like, I looked at my show, they came totally late. Well, one of them came late, and my show was like an hour and a half, and like in an hour's time. I don't know how many beer cans were wasted. It was just unbelievable. I was just like,
that's practice.
Yeah, no. So it was either really awesome or really kind of sad.
Well, that's hard work. That's practice. You got to work to get up to that kind of efficiency and speed.
You got it.
Yeah.
So now we have the tubuloids. Hard. Now the tubuloids are here. Yeah. Oh, hey, let's play some more tubuloids before you guys leave. So tell us something else, if one or two more things, and we'll leave with a couple of songs because we only have 13 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. So do you want to tell us anything else about, do you guys, okay, first of all, tell me about this record in terms of who recorded it.
Well, who produced it, we got Michael Crusher at a Bully Studios.
He would be the recorder.
In New West, it's called Bully Studios?
Bullies, yeah.
Okay, Bullies. I don't know this place. Okay.
Bullies.
Bullies, yep.
Great producer. He's produced our last three albums.
Okay.
He's our man. He, like, if I could take him and put him in like a little pouch and carry him around with me just so he could like say random stupid jokes that would drop me. Like, he's the guy. Aww. He'll turn like a fucking like baby's funeral into like a laugh fest, you know?
He sounds like a real.
Yeah, he's great. Aww. He's great. But yeah,
he knows how to break us, put it that way.
He's recorded our last three albums. This is our first full length off of Beer City Records. Yes. Beer City Records out of Milwaukee, which we are glad to be associated with.
Okay.
Because like some of my favorite acts of growing up are part of it. Like, we're talking, you know, Verbal Abuse, MDC, DRI.
DRI. I know of those guys.
Dirty Rotten Imps. Everyone knows about
them. Yeah, I know, but I did not know that you guys shared a label with them. See, I'm learning things, right?
I think they share a label with us. But,
oh, of course. They drop your name all the time.
That is complete bullshit. Yeah.
Of course. So DRI, would you name some other bands on this label?
Oh, I already did.
Okay. You're like, that's it. Yeah. All right, let's see what else.
I got Death Wish.
Verbal Abuse.
I already said Verbal Abuse and MDC. I already said all that
those
shit.
Those are my favorites.
Raw Power from Italy.
The Faction.
The Faction, yeah. The
Faction's a good
digging
one.
Digging it.
Yeah. Cool. I guess before we get going, do you guys want to, I don't know, this sounds like corny, but do you want to say hello to anybody? Jackie, your girlfriend.
No, hi, Baxter. Hi, Dolan. Doja. Yeah, yes. Doja, if you're listening. Up, up, up. Sit. Shake a paw.
Is this your dog? Down.
Yes.
So I was like, say hi, Jackie, and you're like, oh, Doja.
Yeah, well, she's straight to the dog first. That's right. Way high prioritized.
I want to say hi to my guitars.
Okay.
Jezebel, Louise.
Jezebel?
Yeah, she's my jazz master. Okay. Jizz master.
Both in my apartment. Louise. Next to my bedroom.
Louise is my...
I'm looking at your guitars every night, bud.
Louise is my SG, so...
I haven't cracked the case. Don't worry.
You stay away from her.
Is Louise evil? Because SGs are evil.
Yeah, it was like a Thelma and Louise thing. Oh, look at this. We got a text message.
Yeah.
Text message from, it's Jackie.
From Jackie.
She says, I love you.
Oh, to me? That's so nice. I love you, Anita.
That's important to me as well.
That's so sweet.
Yak.
Jackie is beautiful. She's you're a lucky girl. I mean, sorry, you're a lucky guy.
She is a lucky girl.
You're a lucky guy. I don't know how you snagged that one. I don't know.
She snagged this one.
I'm just joking. I mean, okay, I was just joking, Rob. I love you. Not like that. Okay, so it's 7:50 and 10 more minutes. So let's say we play some more songs. But somebody has to come this way and help me find songs.
That's
off
me.
Off your record, because that's too complicated for me.
Okay, we got the show October 14th at Pat's Pub.
Yes.
Show up, you get a free CD.
Really?
We got Shockload.
Really? Yeah. Just by going, you get a free CD?
Of this one, yeah.
Oh.
And it's with cover.
Oh, I thought it was another
CD. You have to pay
CD.
The cover first. But you get a free copy of It's Getting Weird, which also has a few extra secret hidden bonus tracks, which are Surf.
Okay.
And then we've got a Dagalo track too. So come on out. It'll be a good time. We're with Shockload and Total Shit October 14th. And then whenever in November, we're playing with Agent Orange.
Cool. And the 14th is what day?
A Friday or Saturday.
It's also a weekend show.
It's a Friday or a Saturday.
That's good. So it's a weekend show. That's good.
Okay. What are we playing?
What do you want to play?
We'll do BWWRUN.
Okay. Okay. We'll get this going here. So this, of course, is the Tubuloids, two of them. So we have half of the Tubuloids, and this is record number three?
Record number four.
Oh, you guys have four releases.
Yeah.
I knew that. I did my research. Okay. Okay, what song is this again?
This song is called BWWRUN.
Okay.
It's about a beer run.
Beer run. Awesome. Okay. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And let's just, I want to say... we're out of here. I think that's it. We have 9 minutes. And by the way, I'm going to tell you who's coming on next. Coming on next for the next hour is...
very, very strong-willed person. Very yeah. great person.
His name is McConan.
Oh, McConan.
McConan is awesome. I love McConan.
Hey,
he has such an interesting name that I actually have to write it down. McConan, and his show is called Mix Cassette, and he's here from 8 until 9. And that is it. This is the Tubuloids, and I think we're ready to go. That's it. Look at that.
Find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Hey! Why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
For 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still-publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines